Hello.
Hi, this is George from the Local Splash. Am I speaking with William?
Hey, George. Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I hope that you're doing well, William. So, yeah, I did try to reach out to you yesterday, though, to provide updates on the, you know, Google Ads campaign performance. But, yeah, I was not successful. So, anyway, is this the best time to talk?
Yeah, it's fine now. Thank you so
all
much
right.
for calling.
Oh, no problem at all. So, yeah, we have completed our analysis, okay, for the Google Ads campaign. So I have the data here from December 2025. I decided to pull up the data from December 2025 because you added additional $100 budget to the Google Ads on January. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you wanted to compare, you know, like better data from last year to to now. Okay. So the budget increase that we did in January has been highly successful. Okay. So it did result in both a higher volume of leads and better efficiency. Yeah, when the budget was increased, spending went up by 47%. Okay, and the conversions jumped by 68%. This means that the extra budget, okay, didn't just buy more clicks. It bought better, more productive traffic. Yes. So, so you're aware, right, that the Google Ads, will cost per clicks, right? So, in December, you were paying like every click $9.88, something like that. And the but by February, the cost dropped, okay, to $8.5 per click. This is actually, you know, rare. An ideal scenario where spending more money actually makes it, you know, lead cheaper. So. Yeah, the increased budget allowed Google's algorithm to bid more effectively or target higher quality. Yes. So, yeah, right now you are receiving significantly more calls or leads per month than you were in December.
Okay. I wrote this all down because I wanted to make sure, but I think we're getting a lot of calls. Yeah, we are getting more calls, but the issue is that they're calls that are not, I'm not including the ones that, we couldn't close or we couldn't convert the price difference. I'm not including those, you know, but we've gotten a lot of calls that are just not relevant to us. Does that make sense? That they're not, nothing to do with something that we could even offer or help them. So that's why I am calling, because I don't know if we could do a better filter, you know, on your end, because we're getting a lot of storage. Whoever I talked to, I told them that they think we're a storage facility, that we took their impound, that we, you know, from other cities. So I wrote down, you know, which ones are not a valid lead, you know. On our page, on our local splash thingy, where you could, because I'm making my brother, every time he does a complete one, he needs to put complete. If he lost it because he couldn't close it, then he, you know, he put not interested. You know, if something schedules, he schedules it. But there's a lot of not a valid lead, you know, because there's something we just don't offer. Like it has nothing to do with us. They probably think we're something else. So that's the main reason I was calling you guys to look over the filtration. I know we're getting more calls, but are they the right calls? Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I was calling for.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely add like the storage facility, you know, and the like negative keyword. Okay.
Impound, yeah, like cause we're not impound. We're not impound. You know, we're not a storage facility. You know, that's what most of those not valid ones think that that's what we are. We're not storage and we're not a impound. You know, and we don't help people find their cars. we still treat them, you know, we point them to the right place because we don't want our reviews to go down, you know,
mm-hmm.
our Google reviews. But we still treat them and help them, but they're just not us. So we really got to stay away from the mm-hmm. impound and storage facilities. Mm-hmm. Or that we, you know, we don't do impound, we don't do storage, we don't do repos, you know, things like that.
What was that again? Repos?
Yeah, repossessions. Like we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't do any of that. So that's what we're getting calls from.
Mm-hmm.
So, but mostly people who think we're a storage facility
mm-hmm.
or an impound. I don't know if you know what that is. Those are like basically.
Mm-hmm.
People who do tow, like me, but they do it from, you know, they took it because they parked on the wrong place, you know, things like that. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that.
Okay. So, while talking with you, William, I also check here, okay, the services assigned to your Google profile. I see impound and private property towing. I think we should update this one. We can maybe remove impounds and then just use private property towing.
Yeah, no, but even with private property, we can't do because here's why. Because we only do consent towing. Consent towing is that we have the permission of the owner of the vehicle. If an apartment complex or a private property business calls me to remove a car, I can't do it because I need permission of the owner of the vehicle, not of the property itself.
Okay.
You know? So I don't do,
mm-hmm.
we don't do that.
Okay, yeah, I'll have this removed. Okay. All right. Yeah, I have taken notes of the important things that we need to look at here, William. Okay.
And if we get that, then we should be fine, you know. And then if it goes well, like maybe by April, by June, I would like you guys to help me, you know, manage the Facebook ads, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
Once this picks up, and then that will be another way you guys can help me, however we got to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, William. Yeah, just let us know, okay, if you need us to schedule your call with the Facebook team, you know, to better discuss how would you want the Facebook ads to work, just let us know.
And then I would also have another business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys do insurance. Yeah, help us promote our insurance business. That's separate from the towing, you know? But, I'll look, depending on how this one does and the Facebook, then I'll bring my business as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure, William. Okay. Just let us know, okay? Regarding your other business, we can have our specialist, you know, see, okay, if we can help with your insurance business.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's all.
Oh. No problem at all, William. Really appreciate your time. And if you have any questions or concerns, just feel free to reach out to us again.
Thank you, Sweetie. Bye, Joyce.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.